So we're in Raven's Ey, which is a commons which goes back to something like the 13th century, maybe the 12th century. And the question that we're facing here is, how do we manage these kinds of commons in the 21st century? The old methods of managing commons don't work so well because we've got so much mobility and so much governance. And there's this question of whether we can go beyond this kind of interim step of having them managed on our behalf by the councils to basically taking responsibility for managing these kind of common assets ourselves, potentially using the internet for governance. And this is this question about what does a 21st century commons look like? We saw the commons of open source software spread all over the world, and now the question is, what can we do for land? So, welcome to Vision on TV. So, Sally Wood, tell us about the Alexandra Palace project.
Well, I first got involved in the Alexandra Palace project about a year and a half ago. There was a court case between the trustees and the Charity Commission that involved looking at Alexandra Palace in relation to there being an attempt to sell the lease to operate to a private developer.
Okay, so basically to privatise the palace.
That's right, yeah. And I looked into the structure of the status of the building prior to that, and I found out through an organisation called Save Ali Pali that the palace was given to the people of London in 1900 and protected in perpetuity as a charity for the purposes of recreation and education for the public forever.
Yes.
So it's always going to be a charity, and therefore, quite rightly, questioning whether it could be, whether the lease to operate could be sold legally to a private developer for 125 years for them to do whatever they wanted with the interior of the building.
Wow.
So anyway, this court case was quite rightly brought forward by certain members of the Save Ali Pali Committee because the application for the lease was seen to be...
Questionable,
because it was it wasn't a public consultation. It wasn't a correct 4 months worth of public consultation.
I see. So basically, they were taking this public asset and attempting to change how it was used without actually asking the public what they wanted.
Okay. Although they, in their eyes, they had asked for the public for the public's opinion, and it was in their eyes open, but it went to the High Court and it was seen to not be the case in the High Court.
Okay. So what's the situation now? They've had this kind of legal wrangle. How is the Alexandra Palace currently governed?
Okay, so it is, because it's so vast, it's recognised that it needs to have a viable group looking after that, that's respected and understood as being capable of looking after a building of that size. So it's generally been managed by some kind of political entity. Originally it was the GLC, and then it went to Haringey in 1980.
Okay.
And the Haringey Council.
A charitable group that owns the palace? Or who actually owns the palace?
The people of London officially own the palace.
Okay.
And Haringey Council appoint trustees to manage the charity. So that's the current status of the building.
I see. And then, but right now there's been a breakdown in that structure, so the question is, how is it going to be managed in future?
Well, the question is, I suppose, posed to Haringey Council, are you interested in running this building anymore? Do you think there's any alternatives?
Well, clearly, if they were going to sell the right to run the building to a private company, they're ready for some kind of change.
Exactly.
The question is, what's the alternative to privatisation for the palace?
Yes, so I've been looking into possibilities for public investment around industrial provident societies, which enable individuals to invest in something which is, you know, which then becomes publicly owned, truly publicly owned, and enables people to buy shares in things which help to support the local community.
So basically, the Alexandra Palace would be community owned and floated as a going concern, sort of directly to the public.
Yeah,
and then governed by the members?
Yeah, so it would be a situation where anyone that, doesn't matter how much money they put in as an investment, each investor would get one vote on anything that happens.
I see.
and there could be put in place systems through the internet, probably, that enable people to vote for, you know, what they want to see there, so they really get to kind of drive this vehicle forward into the future.
Mm-hmm. So sort of a creation of a 21st century commons that uses all of this new kind of information communications technology to restore democratic governance to these kind of public assets. Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay.
And where can people find out more information about the project?
Well, I've set up a website which has very basic information at the moment, but it's in development. But you can go to thepeoplespalace.org.uk
Splendid.
And find out more.
Thank you.